From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, committed in their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned June 12th nuclear summit with the United States. Despite the letter President Trump sent last week to North Korea calling off the summit, negotiations continue regarding a meeting in Singapore next month. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The on-again, off-again meeting between North Korea's leader and President Trump sounds like it could be on again.
We're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden has his doubts.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
And even if it happens, Senator Marco Rubio says
he will not denuclearize, but he wants to give off this perception that he's this open leader, that he's peaceful.
Both Rubio and Hayden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Some American officials crossed into North Korea Sunday for talks on preparations for a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Sung Kim was summoned from his current post in the Philippines to lead the preparations. The U.S. State Department confirmed on Sunday that indeed a U.S. delegation is in ongoing talks with North Korean officials at Panmunjom. This is VOA News. Four Russian servicemen were killed by militant fire in Syria, according to Russia's defense ministry. Five other soldiers were wounded in the incident in Syria's eastern Deir Ezzor province, according to a statement from the ministry on Sunday. It said several mobile terrorist groups attacked a Syrian government artillery position at night. Statement didn't say when the fighting happened, although several reports suggested it may have taken place last Wednesday. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least eight soldiers and wounding at least 12 others. The Palestinian Health Ministry says two Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. At least 118 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the Gaza Strip since mass protests began in March. The number of migrants crossing the ocean from Libya to Italy has increased in recent days. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
According to one Italian Coast Guard official, there have been more than 1,800 migrants rescued by humanitarian ships and Italy's Navy and Coast Guard in the past 3 days. Arrivals from Libya, which serves as a staging post for people smugglers, have plummeted 85% this year compared with last year, after the Italian government provided support to the Libyan Coast Guard to stop migrant boats. But the good weather and other factors seem to have reversed that trend. A spokeswoman for the ship Aquarius said it was hard to know why the Libyan Coast Guard had not been as active in recent days.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. As health professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treated people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, three patients left the hospital. Two of them died the next day. Reuters correspondent Aaron Ross reports from Dakar.
This is extremely concerning, especially because the fact that they died so shortly thereafter means that they were extremely contagious to those around them. And so, you know, health workers worked very quickly to identify all the contacts, the people they came into contact with, to vaccinate some of those people and further trace any additional contacts that may have taken place.
Voters in Colombia are choosing a new president Sunday. It's the first presidential election since the South American nation signed a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the former rebel group that has become a political party. The winner of the presidential election will succeed Juan Manuel Santos, who leaves office in August. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.